Okay, so episode 2 from Le Moulin.
And yet again being recorded in the middle of a thunderstorm.
It is. I mean, it has eased a little. When you and I were running through there, it was coming down, not quite in biblical proportions, but it was coming down. And now, no, it doesn't look like it's wet at all. I was hoping it was going to be all dramatic so that we could have thunder and lightning during our podcast again. But it's not happened. Anyway, we are so close to competition now. So close.
So close.
Dressage begins tomorrow. So exciting news from here is that the cross-country course, which of course is the thing that is the one that attracts so much of the attention, is cross-country, isn't it? So our team did the course. Did the course walk earlier today?
Yes, well, the first thing they did this morning was they had official training, arena familiarisation, so it's a chance for the horses to go in, see the arena, get an eyeful of what they might be encountering come dressage. So that was the first thing we had this morning. Following on from that, the team had their first look at the course. They went around as a team with Chris Bartle and Dickie Waygood. And got their first idea of what they'll face on Saturday.
They did. They were followed very closely by the Germans.
They were. The Germans were only a fence or two behind.
It's worth saying that's because it goes in alphabetical order, but, you know.
And before anyone gets too carried away, alphabetical order by country code. So it's GBR and GER.
Yes.
We're not just forgetting how
Which means Spain come before us as well, don't they? Because they're ESP. So we had the course walk, and right at the end of that course walk, you caught up with...
Piggy French.
Piggy French. Okay, so let's hear your interview with Piggy.
So, Piggy, you've just walked the course. What do you make of it out there?
I think it's serious. I think it's a very good championship track. I think there are plenty of questions. It really makes you think, as a rider, that we've got to, you know, totally be on our A game and react quickly and think quickly, and it'll be a proper test. I mean, we've just walked it now once, quite relaxed. It's our first course walk, so we've not gone into it for too much detail, but my initial thought is this is serious and it's not going to be a dressage competition.
Which is what we wanted at championships, isn't it? We want it to be a proper test of horse and rider.
Absolutely, yes, definitely. But we are definitely going to have to go and do a good job as riders to make this happen.
And what are your kind of impressions of being here in Le Moulin in general?
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, most of us have all been here before, so we know the place, but it's just great to be back at a championship, to be representing our country and be here with such a you know, strong set of horses and rider combinations. And so the vibe at the minute is exciting and ready to get on with the competition.
And obviously we have had a last minute team change in there. We've got Pippa here now instead of Tom. And I know you and Pippa are great friends and have been on teams and things before. What's it like having her here?
Yeah, it is great. I mean, it's obviously desperately sad for Tommy McEwen and all his team. You know, so much goes into this. So, you know, to start with, we're all devastated for his situation. And you know, it's nothing too serious, so he'll be back for another day. But obviously, it's the first disappointment. But we know that this can happen, and how lucky we are to have someone like Pippa that can step in at the last minute. And you know, we're all extremely fond of her, and she's got so much experience and, you know, successes already, that it's great to have someone with all that comes in on the team and brings this experience and is a good person to have for us.
And I think, to be honest, if there was anyone who would be able to step in at the last minute, she's got so much experience to just be able to drop everything and come out here and be part of the team.
Absolutely, and it probably works best for her, so she's not had too long to stress about it before coming here. So, yes, it's as far as she's concerned, you know, she's professional enough to just be able to pick up and give it a good go.
And morale's all good in camp. You're here to be, you know, competitive and do your best for the team.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's, you know, it's a strong team. So as much as we all have a good team morale, you're out for yourselves. You've got to go and do the best you can, and then hopefully at the end, we can count up our scores, and they're as good as they can be for the team stuff.
And do you think Red's going to thrive here? Is it this sort of the kind of track, for instance, that's going to suit him?
I've always thought this is the type of track that suits him, because it's got that CIC feel to it, or CCI short short format because it's quite twisty and things happen quick and it can get intense. I always think he works well with that sort of track. But, you know, they're horses, that they're never machines, and we can never think, yes, this suits them and off we go. Yes, in the back of my mind it should do, but today, tomorrow's another day. Anything can happen at any point, so it's just, you know, living for the moment, doing the best you can at each moment, and just trying to make the job happen all the way through, rather than sort of expecting or thinking, yes, we can and we should do well. It's being positive, but staying on your game the whole way through the competition until the absolute last bit's finished.
And how does it differ being here with as a team as opposed to being at a competition and just being there for yourself?
It doesn't differ that much, to be honest. I mean, at the end of the day, we've all got here on our own merit. We need to come here knowing our own systems, knowing what works for us individually. And, you know, as much as you're there for the others, if you need to be, you don't have to go trotting around after everyone the whole time and making it a big deal. We know everyone very well. Everyone's been very successful on their own. We all get on perfectly well enough. So it's just, you know, it's important that you stay in your own bubble and focus on your own competition. And, you know, but you don't do things to, you know, upset others along the way. So you do keep it just a good positive team feeling and give everyone the respect that I'm sure all of us do anyway.
Because I suppose, again, a good team result is built on a series of good individual results, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. So, you know, as much as everyone's there for everyone else, we've got to totally just get on with our own job and make it happen as well as we can.
Well, I will let you get on with it, and good luck with the rest of the competition, Piggy.
Thank you. Thanks.
So interesting what Piggy was saying there about this is a course that's going to ask a lot of questions. Now, we have a really strong team, I think. So you would expect all of those riders to be absolutely fine under those
Let's
circumstances.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Well, no, no, I am going to be confident. So I'm going to be, out of the two of us, I'm going to be the confident one.
To be fair, you're the eternal optimist
and I'm the hyper-cautious one.
I don't like tempting fate.
Yes, okay. But I think we've definitely got riders who are capable of answering the questions that course asks. So that was Piggy. And that then led up to the trot-up, which I have to say was a first for me. Although, no, I did see the trot-up at badminton, but this is a big part of eventing, isn't it?
It is, yes. It's far more of a spectator sport, really, than the ones we had in Rotterdam for the dressage and the show jumping and the para dressage. The teams are a little bit more togged up. We had all sorts of official outfits going on each of the teams. We had the Austrians in their dirndls and lederhosen. We had quite a lot of people in sort of suits and things like that. The Belgians had hats that had Belgium written down the side of them. Everyone puts quite a bit more effort into their outfits. They're not just there in standard team kit.
No, and so the purpose of that is obviously to make sure that the horses are going to be okay. That's a horse inspection, is to make sure that the horses are fit to compete. And the good news is that all the Team GBR horses passed the inspection. In fact, all the horses passed the inspection. They had a second look, I think, at one of the French horses, but everything was fine. So that's all been passed. And so we now know who the team riders are going to be and who's going to be competing as individuals. Can you remember it off the top of your head?
Don't even look at your phone.
Okay,
of
go on. Go on. I'm going to be so impressed. Go on.
So, team riders,
yes,
we have, and this is in the right order.
Going to be impressed if you get this right. Go
is Pippa Funnel,
correct,
Piggy French,
yes,
Tina Cook,
yep,
and Oliver Townend.
Well done, you get a prize. No prize.
Which
so,
means that,
yes,
Laura Collett and Kitty King are competing as individuals.
They're going to be obviously competing for Team GBR, but not as team riders. They're going to be competing, as you say, as individuals. So we also know now the timings, the order that they're going to go in for tomorrow. Now, you can look at your phone for this.
I can't
expect you to just remember times off the top of your head, so go ahead.
So tomorrow, which will be Thursday, first day of dressage, we've got Pippa first thing in the morning. She goes at 10:45. Piggy, as our second team rider, then goes at 2:31 p.m. Uh-huh. With Laura, as an individual, going at 3:46 p.m.
And obviously, if you're listening in the UK, you need to subtract an hour from
Yes, because these are all the local times, not BST. And then if we go Friday, again, local times, Tina Cook is going at 12:07 p.m., Kitty King at 1:45 p.m., and Oliver Townend at 3:45 p.m.
Oh, our riders arrived.
Our riders
I think
arrived.
That's it. Let's right. Have we got anything else to say?
No, you can watch it on FEI TV.
Watch it on FEI TV. Okay, we're going now because we're going to get in a big car. Bye.
Bye.